Hey everyone, welcome. This is a surprise edition of Stunt Granny Audio 314. Kevin has taken his ball and went to Mexico, leaving me to run this place for a week. So we'll see how that goes. So, instead of a we watch stuff, right now you're going to get a very special edition of Stunt Granny Audio, as I already said. And that is Shahid that will be joining me on the other end. What's going on, man?
Nothing much. It's one of those Different Strokes, Punky Brewster, Locked in the Refrigerator episodes of Stunt Granny.
Is this the, what was Kevin's name in Different Strokes? Was it Dudley? Dursley? What the hell was his name? That almost got touched, Dudley. Almost got touched by the boss from WKRP in Cincinnati. Have you ever gone back to watch that episode? Like how great it is?
I was going to use the word creepy, but I guess great can also be used. Yeah, I remember watching it as a kid and like not picking up on how horrible that was. Like giving the horsey ride and giving them liquor and the cops coming.
Getting his shirt off too.
Yeah, and like taking pictures. Like this came on, I watched it during the damn daytime. Like the 80s, I swear.
Yeah. Well, was that very early 80s, wasn't it? Different Strokes, I mean.
Different Strokes was probably what? Early to mid 80s?
I know it's 80s somewhere.
Yeah.
All right. Did they ever explain why he had those two kids?
I think they were just visiting. He said he had like a comic book collection or something like that.
No. I mean I'm sorry, I changed subject on you. Oh, the entire reasoning for that show.
Oh, because was it the parents died or something like they didn't have – he adopted them.
No, I get that, but like that just – I'm trying to think. Did their parents die or
– I think their parents died. I don't know if their parents ever showed up on a special episode like the Fresh Prince. I'm just on the assumption like their parents died or
– Yeah. Well, no, being – okay. The sitcom, this is from Wikipedia, starred Coleman as Arnold Jackson, Todd Bridges as Willis. They played two children from a poor section of Harlem whose deceased mother previously worked for rich widower Phil Drummond, who eventually adopted them.
Okay, so there you go. That's a boss right there.
So
they told him to kick rocks.
Yeah, and another fatherless African-American home.
Yeah, I know. Poor us, right? And it just reminded me, because I brought the Fresh Prince. The last episode of Fresh Prince, they were selling the house, and Arnold and Mr. Drummond shows up to try to buy it. And we're supposed to be assuming, like, you know, he's just been living there with Mr. Drummond for 20 years. Like, he's 35 years old, and he's still living at home.
Well... kind of almost like real life imitating. Oh, never mind. So if you're still with us, this is the wrestling podcast of sorts. Kevin's kind of made it his own thing with him and Chris. Well, as I've said before, I don't deal with C-listers. So Chris is kicked to the curb this week, too. He is our, what was the little red-haired kid's name? I'm Different Strokes.
The one that came and they got. Oh, Sam, because he was there and it got canceled a year later.
Yeah.
white people ruin everything. I swear.
Oliver from the Brady Bunch. Yeah, Sam or Oliver? Who was worse?
Sam was.
But Oliver was a cousin. Sam was like an adopted brother eventually.
Yeah, just stealing the spotlight.
Sam's also red-haired, too.
So no soul, so there you go.
Okay, another thing. Where did this no soul for red-haired people come from?
And you tell me. I never knew where it came from. I just heard it all the time. I thought it was just, like, common lore or something. So I ran with it.
Well, let's see. No soul. Let's see. No. Red... No soul redhead. And also, I like how they're called ginger, and it's just now. It's just what they call people with red hair now. It's weird. Let's see. Why do people say we have no souls? Answer: why aren't homeowners taking advantage of a HARP? If you owe less than $625,000 on your home, Obama's refi program, of course. That's
Obama's
why.
The reason why they don't have souls.
Yep.
He stole them all to get elected.
I knew it. I knew that guy was going to be bad for this country.
Him and his Kenyan Muslim ninjas, I swear.
Somebody answered it. Most redheads for lacking souls is meant to be a joke on ancient beliefs. Red hair was supposedly a mark of a witch and favored by Satan himself. In the Balkans, people unfortunate enough to be born with red hair were said to be doomed to rise as vampires when they died. Even they weren't vampires already. Oh, if they weren't vampires already. In some parts of Eastern Europe, babies born with red hair were once common targets of infanticide, a practice that should be brought back. That South Park show, South Park made a show, blah, blah, blah. So there is an actual historical belief behind this. Good God.
Yeah, the good old days.
Which actually brings us to our first topic, the wrestling topic. I said I was hoping that there would be more audio, and you asked me what he could possibly say that would make it worse. He could start railing on red-haired people. And of course, we're talking about Hulk Hogan, who's trying to get me to like him, but I'm not going to give in to this pandering that he's just been, you know, 8 years ago throwing out all of this hate, that his epic rant. I don't even know. It's obviously something we're going to agree about. He's kind of a piece of shit. But it's okay. So, I mean, were you surprised? I mean,
okay. You know what's funny about it is when the story first dropped, people weren't sure what it related to. Like, it could have been more than one thing. Not the fact that he did it, but they weren't sure what it was. Because first it was some interview he did with a DJ. He's talking about how he used to hang out with Lil Wayne and Cash Money Records and everything like that. And they used the word, and he always used the word and everything like that. He didn't think it was a big deal. And it's like, oh, that's bad, but it's not that bad. People just being PC. And it's like, nah, I don't think WWE is going to hit the reset button and just erase him from history off something that's going to take a little bit more. And yeah, it was a little bit more.
Yeah. And you know, obviously, I like to joke about this sort of stuff. When he was talking to DJ Who Kid, who used to be 50 Cent's DJ. He's not anymore. But he was on Eminem's station on XM. But he would always come on the Opie and Anthony show. The guy's hilarious. And then he was on the Sam Roberts show after. And he would drop N-bombs all the time. And he would actually encourage people to say it. So when I heard about the Hogan thing, and they said, well, here's when he was on the DJ Who Kid show, I was like, that's like peer pressure going on that show. He's all over you when you're doing that stuff. So I'm like, all right, this actually has a context. He's relating the story. Okay, cool. And then when the actual transcript came out, I was like, oh boy, this is nowhere near what I expected. It's kind of hard to come back from this one. And the only way I could have seen a way out of it would have been his apology. Because supposedly, and just bear with me on this one, supposedly this was 8 years ago when he was going through all his stuff with Linda and his divorce and his reported alcoholism, you know, hitting rock bottom. And he could have crafted a pretty nice apology / explanation. Like, you know what, I was at my darkest place, I was angry at everybody, I was lashing out at everything, just something like that. Whether it's true or not has nothing to do with it. But he could have got out of this. Instead, he came up with the apology meant, like, the publicist handed him the wrong, like, they got it out of the drawer, but they got it out of the wrong folder.
They have the Mel Gibson folder, basically.
Yeah, and they were like, well, here, read this one. I'm very sorry, these words don't portray my beliefs, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, wait, What, dude? You weren't drinking. I mean, you weren't. You weren't drinking. You weren't drunk. You weren't high. Actually, you should have been on a low after just dropping a load. So
yeah, you didn't say the best part. Like it was. He said it after having sex.
Yes. And somebody on the Sean Corbett on the Facebook board we're on. He's actually imagined what he would have said, and that was my first thought after this was, how can you be that angry after getting laid? The worst lay of your life is still going to mellow you out. I mean, unless it's like your parents or you know, some forced you know, situation. But I don't know. Like, how do you go this long without somebody calling you on your shit? He obviously used racist language. He obviously, and there's no way around this one. Sorry. I don't understand how it got this far along. Even though we've kind of heard stories about Hogan being a piece of shit behind the scenes, anyways.
Yeah, that's the thing. Where it's like, I'm not that surprised. I'm more surprised by the reaction, like people, and I'm gonna get into that later because that irked me a lot. But it was just the whole thing, like, he came from a different time frame. Like, he didn't say this on, they didn't dict this off, like, some phonograph in 1982 when he's talking to Vern Gagne in a Minnesota bar. He said this in, you know, the 2000s. It wasn't like, oh, you could be racist up until 2010. Like, no, that was bad when he said it. And it wasn't like, oh, something like, you know, it was a slip of the tongue. I accidentally said it was a mistake. Like I told Smiley, when you put your shirt on backwards and go to work, that's a mistake. just throwing around the N-word just multiple times. I'm like, oh, we're all little racist. And if she's going to do it, why couldn't they have been 8 feet tall and 100 million? I'm like, how am I? You want them to date Shaq? Come on. And it did this behind my back with this $1 billion blah blah blah. My favorite one, I had to deal with the Saudis. It ruined it.
Okay, see, all right, you're getting too far. Wait, was that? That wasn't in the original league. That was later.
Yeah, that was later.
So I just have a hard time figuring this one out. Like, you can be angry at people and drop stuff that you don't actually mean, but you know it's going to hurt them. Like, you want to go for that jugular. But he was lashing out at nothing and no one. I mean, to put it this way, there's no black guy in the room, you know? He wasn't in an argument with somebody. Like, the old Jim Cornette rule, where I'm going to say the meanest thing to somebody because I know it's going to piss them off the worst, which is accurate. Still makes it pretty shitty, but it's accurate. And I don't know.
It's just unnecessary. I mean, it just colors everything about all the stuff. Like, you know, we make jokes about wrestling, how we didn't have a lot of black people, like, at the top. And I was joking about, like, you know, when he lost to The Rock, like, how that make him feel deep inside. It's like, well, he's only half black, so it's okay. I go ahead and take this loss. Like, you're around, he was around black people. He's been around black wrestlers. What made him, and you know what's worse about it? Not that he was racist. It's selective racism. Like, oh, well, I hate black people, but I'll deal with them if they're rich. Like, you know, like that Hulk Hogan gene always come through. Like, if I can profit all for it, it's all good, brother.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like we're tiptoeing around it, but it's like, okay, and you can correct me if I'm out of bounds on this, but when you're dropping loads and you're still upset, but then you go through it all, and then he starts selectively picking out stuff. But didn't that, like, using different people, doesn't that kind of fit his MO, supposedly or allegedly, because we have no proof of this other than dirt sheets? That's what he's done his entire career. So that part doesn't really surprise me. That even in his, like, his racism, that he's still going to, like, pick and choose. I'm gonna be racist right now, but, well, you can do something for me, so I'm gonna be nice to your face. I mean, I remember reading Bret Hart's book. He did this. He did that sort of stuff to Bret Hart. Like when they had that whole thing with him and Ultimate Warrior reconciling, it seemed kind of put on. What do you want? I don't know. It's. I guess I almost don't care. Like it's fun to talk about, but it's not a surprise. Like,
yeah, you know? I mean, I care, but I care for multiple reasons. Cause, I mean, I look at it this way: it's not like I'm a Hulk Hogan fan now, cause he hasn't wrestled in forever, and there's a lot of garbage he did beforehand. Where it's like, oh, it wasn't like, you know, Hulk Hogan was this great human being, and then he just messed up. But I remember watching Hulk Hogan as a kid and all that. Like, I'm a little bit younger than you, so when I was at that age, I was still rooting for good guys when he was wrestling. So, yeah. And I remember the memories and stuff, like, you know, even at WrestleMania 30, that was a cool moment with him and Austin and The Rock. And now, I mean, I'm intelligent enough to separate, you know, the act from the man, but I don't know if I have the patience if I really want to do so. It's like, fuck Hulk Hogan. You know, it's kind of, and it's, yeah, we were dancing around. We were trying to find a nice way of saying, but it's, for what? Like, he don't deserve the kid gloves. Like, it wasn't, I've heard all these excuses saying, oh, well, he was in a certain place. Like, he just finished having sex, and all this came out, so he should have been relaxed and everything. It's not like nobody brought up Brooke to him. It wasn't like an interview with somebody. He wasn't on some podcast and somebody pissed him off. Like, all this stuff came out. Because he felt relaxed, and he had all this stuff in his heart, and he meant it, like, you know.
Well, okay, there, no, actually, I was trying to figure out the right words, and you nailed it. He meant what he said.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't in an offhand way, it wasn't him saying something stupid, it was something he clearly meant. And that's kind of what I was getting at with the apology thing. His apology that was given to him to read was from the wrong file. And what I mean by that is, this one was clearly something he said. He has no recourse to blame it on anything. Like, even Mel Gibson, who I don't think actually really apologized for anything, did he? He was like, fuck you, I'm going to go make some other movies after a little while.
I think he apologized for people minding his business. He told them they need to apologize. But, but other than that, no, he just kept it moving. So. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I kind of agree with that. And that's another part of this that kind of bothers me, but... they're two separate issues, but that's the thing. He meant it. And, like, I don't agree with people saying you can't use certain words. The thing is, like, why would you want to? Other than having a conversation. You know? So, and, you know, there's always the joke. Well, you can't say ER, but the GA is okay. Or the GA is endearing, but the ER is the slur, and all this sort of stuff. And... that one, the joking side is gone, because it's such as, and sorry, it's, when you say nigger, that is a harsh sounding word. Or you say faggot, that is a harsh sounding word. They're harsh words because they were supposed to be. So when you say that, it's like, holy shit. And again, after getting laid. So... it's, there's no way around it. So when he gets this apology, they're like, that's not, those, using those words doesn't meet my personal belief. Well, what the fuck is your personal belief then?
Do I even really want to know? It's like,
yeah.
We didn't even get to the other part, which came later, if we have enough time, but it's just.
It's our show. We got all the time we want.
Yeah, so. But it's just like, ugh. And people saying, people want to tiptoe around it. Like, here's my thing when it comes to that word. I always am amused when white people say, oh, how is it cool when you can say, I can, like, first, it's a two-part thing. First of all, why do you want to use the word so much?
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, if you have to ask, you probably shouldn't use it. Because it's instances, and what's the movie? Oh, Neighbors. It's a perfect instance. It's, you know, I don't know if you saw it with Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne and Zac Efron. It's a funny movie, and one of the guys in it, like, you know, he's a white guy. He uses the word twice. It fits the context. It works. And I remember laughing because it's like, wow, he actually used the word. it wasn't cringe inducing. It actually fit the story and it didn't seem like off putting. And that's rare. So, like, it's a way you can do it, but you have to have a lot of skill. If you don't have skill, just don't do it. But this isn't the type of thing like, oh, you know, if he used the G, like, it was, he didn't use a term of endearment like that Who Kid story.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't use this whole thing, I'm just being cool, I thought it was cool because I'm down with the brother's brother and all that. Yeah. It's like, no. It was a lot of hate in that. And somebody made a joke on Twitter saying that, like, after 25 years, we finally realized that when Hulk Hogan said brother, it was a radio edit.
I never heard that one. I do like that, though.
Yeah.
But, well, no, it's, like, I was goof with you. Like, I was watching, what the hell was it? Black Klansman a few months ago, and I was telling you about it.
Yeah.
And there's just some harsh, harsh language in there. I was like, holy shit, like, that's like some real hate. And there was something else I was watching. Oh, some video. This lady's talking on her phone, just dropping N-bombs about this black guy that's standing next to her. And he tells her, he's like, what the hell's wrong with you? And she's just dropping them left and right, like straight to him. And it's really uncomfortable until the dude smacks her phone out of her hand. Which I'm like, dude, you better not do that. Or you better run, because you're in some big shit now, regardless of what she was saying. So it... I totally lost my point. Oh, god damn it. Anyways, it's just a harsh thing to say. There's no way around it. Yeah. And it's not comfortable. And it's not, and don't take this the wrong way, but it's not because you're black and I'm saying, I'll say it. Alright? It's just not comfortable to say. And hearing somebody else do it, and again, this is a celebrity, which never look up to celebrities because, yeah. But hearing Hogan drop it, knowing the context, knowing like the acts before, it's like, fuck him, that's the real guy. And now all these other guys that are coming out, like you're saying, like, well, you know, he's raising a different time. Well, okay. Yeah, and now we look back at it and go, boy, those guys were fucking racist.
Yeah, like the whole different time thing. Oh, it's a different time frame. That's how Vern taught him. I'm like, okay, yeah. If he said it in 70, like I use a perfect example. Like if you watch Eddie Murphy Raw and uh-huh. you watch that comedy,
oh,
and you hear how he talk about gay people, like no people laugh their ass off. There's no way in the world you can do that now. Like you could do it, but you know, like Tracy Morgan do something like that, and he came under a lot of heat in this, even though, and he came back with a joke, but it's like, you got to know the time frame you're in. It's not saying don't do it. It's just you got to adjust the time. So, but at no time when Hulk Hogan is alive is what he said would be cool. Like, even if I can see it's understandable if he's saying, like, the 70s and 80s. Like, it had been wrong then, but at least it's like, oh, well, you know, it was kind of sort of different time. He didn't say, like, he said it 8 years ago. It wasn't 80 years ago. Like, it wasn't cool when he said it then and all that, like, you know. You didn't hear, there's a lot of people that grew up in that time frame that's probably as racist as can be, but you don't hear Ric Flair talking that, he said a lot of kind of sketchy stuff on promos back in the day.
Yeah.
He's not saying that stuff now because he know better. Like, yeah, unless you Vince McMahon, you got to know what time frame you're in. So I don't hear that I was raised that way. That's just, he grown. You, Hulk Hogan was in his 50s, his 60s. You don't know any 60s, better by now? Yeah, yeah, like, he been around black people. He know you don't, like, maybe he's been around the wrong black people, you know.
Well, he's hanging out with Kamala, because I know he came to his defense, I believe.
Oh, yeah, I want you to talk, and I'm going to talk about that.
I was trying to think of, like, in all seriousness, and I don't know if this gets into the counting my black friends thing, but... He hung out with Kamala. Virgil was around. Junkyard Dog for a period of time. I'm thinking
Don't forget Dennis Rodman. You know what's so funny about that? Did you, like, and I don't, it's funny how the world works. My wife showed me this whole thing, like, oh, what's this stuff with Hulk Hogan? Why is Dennis Rodman defending him? And I was just laughing. Then I saw the link. And it was a Twitter thing, like, I've known Hulk Hogan for 25 years. He's not racist. Look at him hanging with my friend Colin from New Jersey. And I'm like, hold on. I'm like, ho. I click on there, and yes, it's the Colin we know in his wheelchair talking to Hulk Hogan. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Are you serious?
Well, like, but considering everything, I was leaving vague. Doesn't that kind of fit the Hulk Hogan piece of shit thing?
Oh yeah, like look my crippled black friend thinks I'm cool. I must be cool, and it's going to segue in that because I know they talked about it on the Torch because people called in, and it was I know it's a big thing because I was talking with people about, and like these black people coming defending Hogan saying, "Oh, it's a different time. Maybe he didn't mean and stuff." And I like go fuck yourselves.
How can you not mean it?
I mean, if I'm like, come on. I can see that excuse being made if you some, you know, I'm going to be real. You some white guy from Minnesota that grew up on Hulk Hogan and you kind of like, you know, everybody kind of look like you and you can make that excuse. It'll still be wrong, but it's human nature. Why? Is he not like, there's no way in the world, I'm black, I'm from Philly. Why won't defend Hulk Hogan? Why won't make any excuses for Hulk Hogan? Oh, he didn't mean. Yeah, he meant it. He said it. Like, what's this whole thing where before it's like, well, we need proof. Like, we need to hear words in the tape. And the same thing happened like Bill Cosby. I'm like, he said it with his own words. I'm a little racist, not 100% racist, but we're all, you know, I'm racist to a point. There's no, you know, ambiguity about that. Like, well, there's no wiggle room.
The finish line is a point, though. If you're at one total end of the spectrum, that considering that is a point. So if you're all the way into something, yeah, he's actually not incorrect. You can be racist to a point. If you're at the very deep end of your racism pool, well, I'm figuring that's what he meant.
Yeah, like that's a point, you know, and it's this whole like maybe it's the point now where people are so immune to it, like you got to walk around on a horse burning crosses to be like racist. Because regular racism, this scene is just be sliding like it's okay. Oh, like Hogan said it's bad, but it ain't that. What you mean it's not that bad? He said with his own words he was racist. He pointed all the reasons why he didn't want Brooke around black people, and he used racist language. Just like, it's cut and dry. Stop making excuses for Hulk Hogan because you like the leg drop in 1987. Like, still like the leg drop. Fuck Hulk Hogan. I don't want to hear any. Don't. No, and all that. Oh, he hung with Virgil. Virgil liked him. Yeah, Virgil. Virgil made him a lot of money.
And yeah, have you seen Virgil or heard about Virgil lately? Your character there, the character of these people, may be in question a tad bit. So, you know, I just want to, and I don't mean to undercut what you just said, but I want to make sure of something what you said. You said you can't be standing around on a horse burning crosses.
No, that's what people seem to be like. No, it's like no. That's what you need to say for it to be racist. Like, you got to be riding around on a white horse burning a cross with a Confederate hood.
I thought you said you have to stand on a horse riding around. And I'm like, dude, look, if you can ride a horse while you're standing on it and burn a cross,
you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, you're in rare company there, so I'm going to have to give him a pass on that one. So maybe the Klan can put that in their repertoire, I guess. They even do that anymore. But which the Klan's just kind of silly anyways. But anyways. I'm sorry. I totally cut you off for something
that's
stupid.
Fine.
Now, we've talked about this off-air before. It's two different worlds. And I know you always say I'm always naive to this stuff. But, I mean, there are some things I don't even pick up on. I just don't care for the most part. Because, I mean, for the matter of fact, like, nothing's really gotten to me. Like, I've never had, like, personally, which is kind of a dumb way of looking at it, I know, but that's all I really have as a source. Like, nothing, not racist, but, well, yeah, I guess racist, but like, nothing antagonistic because of what I look like. And that's pretty much it. Or what I do, really. But I never had that. So I've never had, like, a strong opinion on these things. But even this one, I'm like, there's really no way around this thing. So
people are doing their damnedest to find a way. Like, oh, well, you know, they get on WWE and say, oh, WWE's being heavy-handed. They took them off TV and they took them off the video game and all this. I'm like, what do you expect WWE to do?
And okay.
You're like,
right, I'll be honest on this one. I understand WWE disassociating themselves with it, okay? But treating him like Chris Benoit is a little much. I mean, they took rock and wrestling off. Canceling his figures, okay, cool. Yeah, I can understand that. But they're telling stores to pull his merchandise. And it's like, look, what he's done is pretty bad. And again, indefensible, just based on everything we've already talked about. But they're treating him like he murdered a bunch of people. And that's why I mentioned Chris Benoit. And I saw the memes, like the time that the one meme with Andre the Giant. I thought that was kind of funny. But when it gets to subjects like this, it's like you can't they can't whitewash history. Yeah. They can't, you know, leave him on. And if the people that choose if people choose to want to go watch his shit on the network, then so be it. I mean, you can't prevent people from being assholes.
That's true. But here's my thing about it. It's like, is it heavy-handed? Yeah. Could they have shown a little more leniency or nuance? Yeah. Do I really care that much? No. Like, if I really want to see a Hulk Hogan match, I can go on YouTube. I can, you know, I still have a lot of those DVDs. And, stuff. And I think they pulled his matches and like Rock and Wrestling, but the documentaries were up. I don't know if they still were up. Like, so some stuff's up, and it's kind of like, and I'm gonna be real. Like, I haven't been, like, I was talking to somebody else. People making a big deal. I'm like, let's be honest. When was the last time you were just sitting around at your house and you just say, you know what? I don't have anything to do. I want to watch a Hulk Hogan match.
I have never done that. So
exactly. So, yeah. I mean, I understand the principle behind it, but the reality is it wasn't like I was, you know, Hulk Hogan's important in history, but I'm not trying to watch that blade drop, big boot nonsense like this. I wasn't watching it to begin with, so I'm not going to miss anything. They take it off. They can bring him back in, you know, 5 years from now when he says sorry or anything, and that'll be fine too. But, like, right now, fuck him. And it's how come Vince doesn't, you know, they going like that. How come Vince doesn't fire himself? Look at the stuff he does. I'm like, okay, first of all, yes. Second of all, you know that's not going to happen, so why bring it up?
Okay, was that Vince McMahon video real? With him saying...
You don't remember that?
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't know where I was for that.
I remember that when it happened. It was on a pay-per-view. Yes, that was real. And
I honestly thought that was dubbed.
No, that is not. He said it to Cena, and then he said that to Cena, and Pimp walked out, and then Booker T did the whole tell me he did not say that, and he played it off as a joke. And I remember people were like, I remember watching, I'm like, what the hell did I just see? I was just dumbfounded more than anything. I'm like,
oh boy,
that really happened, and nobody said maybe we should. Oh, he used the GA, so it's cool. Like.
See, that's my point, and that's why it was okay. But alright, you caught me off guard. I really don't remember that. I don't know, and it would look like a pretty young Cena, so I don't know when that was. But I really thought that was dubbed. I got a good laugh out of it. Like, oh wow, that synced up pretty good.
Yeah, it's a reason for that.
Oh my god. But that kind of speaks to the lunacy of Vince McMahon too.
Yeah.
Like, you can say that somebody told him, hey, this may not be a good idea. And then he's like, no, oh, you're right, I'll do it. And then he's like, ah, no one tells me what to do. And wow, like, that's...
that's like, Vince McMahon is just a funny character because he's just a man of contradictions. Like, on one hand, you hear him talk all the time, like, how it's important to have... We need a strong, dark-skinned, black, African-American baby face that's clean, cut, and everything like that. But on the other hand, it's like, they book black people like garbage, you know, like, beside The Rock and The Rock's funny because you ask a lot of people and they don't think he's black. Like, his dad's name's Soul Man Rocky Johnson, but it's like, oh, The Rock's Samoan. I'm like, no, Alicia Keys has a white mom, but everyone calls her black because of her father. Like, usually when you have one and one and one of them is black, for better or for worse, you get labeled with black. But for some reason with The Rock, it's kind of like he slid under that, so to speak. But on the other hand, like, one of Vince's best friends he always joke around with is R-Truth. So what does that say, for better or for worse?
Well, R-Truth gets paid to show up once every 3 months for a program. So I'm betting R-Truth would be like, yeah, whatever you want to say and do, that's cool with me.
Like, yeah,
I don't
like,
JTG.
You know, we joke about, like, you know, once a year it's this two-month random R-Truth push.
Yeah.
And it's been happening like 6 years, and it's like, how the hell that happened? It's like, oh, because him and Vince McMahon are tight. And, you know, it's like, okay. So, and then it's not necessary, but, you know, he booked R-Truth like a, you know, an 8-year-old when he's like dressing up as a Confederate soldier or an invisible friend or smoking a cigarette and drinking water, or now where you walk around with a plunger and a Burger King, you know, plastic king crown and stuff. Was like, yeah. But then all of a sudden, he's beating Wade Barrett. He's being in, like, you know, Elimination Chamber matches, Money in the Bank matches, his old ass. So it's, yeah, like, Vince is Vince. And it's a lot of stuff going on there. I won't make any excuses for Vince, but I'm not surprised by anything he does. But who's gonna fire the boss? So that talk is just like, it just sounds something nice to say.
I was going to say that was, this is kind of off topic, but you mentioned, like, the invisible kid for R-Truth. That's his most successful gimmick, though, isn't it?
It's goofy. WWE, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
he got a title match out of that.
He made money. I mean, he had to make some money. He had shirts. I mean, I think they even had a Little Jimmy doll or something goofy like that.
Little Jimmy. I remember they were selling those shirts at Mania, and I was going to get one off of a joke, and they didn't have any more in stock.
Yeah. So it's like, as dumb as all this stuff is, and, like, I actually got a kick out of him being, like, basically the king, which I thought was a tribute to Dusty Rhodes of sort, because, you know, he was a plumber and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, maybe. And Dusty Rhodes feuded with Randy Savage over being the king. So that's what I always thought that one came from.
Yeah, but no, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah,
that
but other than that, you know, other than that, yeah, it's just been goofy. But, yeah, it's just weird that Little Jimmy is his most successful and probably most profitable. Because I don't think he ever sold, like, a What's Up CD or whatever. Being dead serious. I mean, I don't know if they ever released that on iTunes or whatnot, because I don't know who the fuck would get it other than a joke or some wrestling historian. But I was being nice on the historian part. But
it's just funny, like, R-Truth popped up, like, when Undertaker and Brock Lesnar had their battle on the backstage, who's the voice of reason? R-Truth, like that drunk uncle that's going to be the peacekeeper, like. And it made sense in a weird-ass WWE way. Like, well, he's a veteran. He's been around there long enough, so why not him, even though he's a goofball?
I listened to him on Chris Jericho's show, and he was, I don't want to say well-spoken, but he didn't come off as the dumbass that he does on TV. He still came off goofy, but what word am I looking for? He was just a surprise, because he's been such a goofball character forever that it kind of permeated, like, an actual sense of who this guy is. Because as far as I can tell, he really hasn't done a whole lot of media. Even in the podcast world, he hasn't been around, even though those are fairly a growing industry in the last 2 years. I'd say 2 years has become, like, a viable source, especially for, like, interviews and that. So to hear him talk, and he's much more than the character on TV, and I kind of wanted to see, I kind of wouldn't mind seeing that, but knowing the guy's in his mid-40s, that ain't going to happen. I mean, why get serious and beat yourself up when you can remain the same goofball make your money, get a push every few months, and get to travel the world. Probably not a bad gig for him. Because I do remember him in TNA when they first started, and he was angry Ron Killings. And then now to see where he is now, when he was talking to Invisible Kids, and now he's the King Plumber. we kind of got away from him, which is fine, yeah. Actually. But the other part of the Hulk Hogan thing was when he mentioned Jamie Foxx was going to sing on one of Brooks' songs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my belief in this was if he would have been dropping N-bombs and then it came out that he was talking about Jamie Foxx, I wouldn't have had a problem whatsoever because fuck that guy. I'm like, you know what? He's not wrong. He's not wrong at all.
You still that salty about Amazing Spider-Man 2?
I just don't like Jamie Foxx. I liked him on In Living Color. Yeah, there you go. That's about it.
We'll just have to be agree to disagree because, like I said, I liked him in Django Unchained.
Oh, damn it! Yeah.
Yeah, and he was. I liked him a lot in Collateral, and you know, Ray is just hilarious because that movie always treated like a comedy. So, and he was great in that.
I forgot Collateral and Django. I think are the only two. Ray, I was so uncomfortable watching that movie because it got to that period where it wasn't acting, it was just mimicking somebody else. And I was like, okay, can you put anything in this? And then he tries to become a legitimate singer. And I was like, oh my god, stop it. And I think that's when, like, all of that kind of tainted me forever going forward. No matter, you know, as good as he might have been in Django or, well, Collateral was before he started singing, but... Mm. No, it just drove me crazy. So I would have been totally fine with that. But can we just talk about the truth involved in this whole little scenario now?
Oh, the whole she signed with Jamie Foxx behind my back, brother. I had a deal with the Saudis for $10 million, and Brooke ruined it. Yeah, deal with the Saudis, huh?
Okay. And why is he lying to a chick that he's already banged? That he, if you read like the new one that came out today, that apparently he has carte blanche to go over and bang out. And I don't know. Did you read the latest one today when it was the Saudis thing? But then like Bubba the Love Sponge came in and sent and handed Hulk Hogan his thank you card from Bubba the Love Sponge wedding. This guy got done dicking your wife, and you hand him a thank you card from your wedding. I'm not criticizing someone's lifestyle, but even I guess I am, but even then, that's kind of weird. So in the course of 8 minutes, he rants about all this stuff and then gets a wedding invite, and I'm like, I don't understand life, like some people's lives, how this works. But what the hell was $10 million going to be for?
Is that a trick question?
Okay. To keep it highbrow, I don't know anything about the music industry. I can't imagine $10 million is necessary for Brooke Hogan.
Yeah, that's music. Yeah, can we put music in quotation marks? Like, when we talk about this, it's like something out of a movie. I got to deal with the Saudis for $10 million for Brooke Hogan. It's for music, like wink, wink, nah, nah. Like, come on now. Like, you know, I know these Saudis just got money to burn, and they're the type where they'll, like, you know, have Janet Jackson. They'll give, like, Madonna, oh, come sing at my birthday party. I'll give you $5 million. Like, stuff like that. But that's Madonna, or that's, you know, like Cher, or whoever, Britney Spears. That ain't Brooke Hogan's on none of those levels. So if you spending that money on Brooke Hogan, you know why you spend that money on Brooke Hogan for, and it ain't for studio time unless studio is spelled S-E-X. So
okay, I was about to get on you and go quit beating around the bush.
Yeah.
Okay. And so in your opinion, in your opinion. Yes.
Yeah. And you asked before, like, why would Hogan lie to this girl? I was like, what's the joke? Hulk Hogan's always in kayfabe mode. Like, Hogan all – this is Hulk Hogan. He always lies, especially when he doesn't have to. So, one time he lies is when he's racist. Maybe he should have been lying then.
Do you remember the heat that Lex Luger took when he went to visit, like, sick kids in the hospital, and the stories about, like, how he was always bitching about it, and then the camera, like, turned on. He was, you know, All-American Lex Luger. Then as soon as the cameras were off, he just left and, like, bitched about it. What's worse, turning it on and off, or turning it on so long that you know, it takes you to get all the way back home to be the real you? Like, at least Luger was like, oh my God, I'm an actor, this is garbage, whatever else. Where Hogan just takes it to the extreme, basically. I mean, and I think that's why people, and I guess this is defending the defenders. Yeah. I think sometimes when these things sort of happen, that people really do legitimately get wrapped up in these people, that they do really look up to them. I mean, you see these videos. These aren't actors. These are real people who are saying, you know, you changed my life. You've done this. You've done this. So when somebody does something that's considered pretty shitty, that your mechanism is to fight it and say, no, well, here's why. So that you yourself don't feel bad about, you know, hanging with or being a fan of this guy. Am I making sense at all?
Yeah.
Okay. And not that you know, it makes it any better, but I can kind of see where, like, people are like an embarrassment tactic. It was like, oh God, like, who is it? I don't remember who was saying it, but someone had, like, a Hulk Hogan shirt on or something. They're like, well, I feel pretty awkward today. I think I saw that. It was something like that. And it's like, well, you know, it's what it is. And you better, if you, not that you know what's good for you, but it's like, really? You should probably go change, too, you know? But, and if not, then fine. If you're going to support him, then support him. I don't agree with the people who are like, well, you know, normally I don't support him, but in this case, it's like, no, just go all out. One thing you mentioned is when I was talking about how they were whitewashing the history, or Hoganless history, and you said it'll be back on the network, or they'll have these videos back up. I don't think it'll be that long. Because if there's one thing, especially with the way everything's going, you know, you've got your celebrities that are defending him. That guy Drake, who apparently is just a whore for whoever's the hot item.
Don't get me started. It's just amazed me. Like,
what does he
people...
do, by the way, besides hang out with basketball players? I honestly don't know what he does.
He's the top rapper and one of the top, like, music stars in the world. So, like, legitimately.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's how far off the radar I am musically.
Yeah, and like
attention.
Toronto Raptors ambassador and all that other stuff. Like, you know, like, he's a big deal in, like, music. Not just, like, he's at that point where if you ask, well, not you, because obviously, where if you ask people to name a musician, it's almost like that Hulk Hogan level. Because we had a conversation with somebody, like, you know, when you get to some point, you ask your grandmom or your mom to name a wrestler. And they'll still name, like, Hulk Hogan because they remember Hulk Hogan, like, how big he was. It's like Drake is almost at that level, like, name somebody that's in music. And the first man I'm going to think of is either Drake or Kanye West. And I don't even listen to, like, his music that much because that's a different story. Yeah, I've heard all the people coming out defending him. And I'm like, that's the wrong train to get behind.
Yeah.
And...
But it's also, it's one of those where it's going to be easy to ignore. Because honestly, we're talking about this story and we've come into it a few days late. You know, it happened on Friday and it's Tuesday now. Really? This is going to be gone by Friday?
Yeah, until something else come out. Because we didn't talk about the other thing he said on the tape that came out later. And maybe he should have learned. Like, it's funny, all this stuff came out basically because he tried to sue people who, like, Gawker Media over it.
Wait, what was the other thing? I'm forgetting.
Oh, the whole gay, the whole homophobe. Yeah, the homophobe thing. And you was asked, like, what else he going to say? I'm like,
oh, yeah, that's right.
He nailed to it a trend. Like, they say, you don't talk about Jews, gays, and blacks. So, or Mexican, like, you know, you got a square, and he knocked off two of them. So
he's going for bingo. He's almost there. Well, I forgot about that one. And I was trying to think, we just called him a fag. At least he said fag. He went with the lighter version.
Oh, no, half. He was just a half one.
Well, no. He said it was fag, and then later on it was half a fag. And I'm like, did he downgrade him? Like, how do you go from one to another? And that doesn't make any sense to me. And that's one of those words I grew up with, fag, and using. I had no idea what it meant. We just used to call each other fags all the time. And then, so, like, that's one of the arguments about using the word fag or faggot, which I never really used that one. It's too long. But it was always like, well, I use it because of this. I was like, well, that's not what that means. I was like, well, I just used it. I didn't really know what a meaning was. So, and I still say it because that's just a fun one to use. Sorry. So, whatever. But, saying, I mean, just again, it's like, where's the hate coming from? Now, even if you're relating a story, you could at least say, well, yeah, like, if you're relating a story, I maybe the company's keeping's different, but you're like, yeah, well, then this gay guy just opens the door. And I was like, ugh, it figures. Or, then a half a gay guy later. I don't know. I don't know what he's got. Like, back then, I can see what he was so angry about. His life was turning to shit. But even then, it's like, oh, brother. Oh, sorry, wrong. Didn't mean to use that. But I'm just confounded. I don't get angry about these sort of things. I just get confused. And that's when it just turns to laughter. Like, I give up. Like, we have these situations at work where people bitch about stuff, and I just start laughing. I'm like, I don't know what you guys are so upset about. Just shut up. And it's a lot easier. And that's one of these cases. That's why I read these things, and I start laughing. I was like, what the hell is... Where did this come from? And then I just quickly realized, oh, yeah, that's... Any celebrity is going to be just like anybody else. So, whatever. Screw them. But what I was going to say about with the network stuff, I don't think it's going to be 5 years from now, 6 years, one of that stuff. I honestly think it's just going to be, I'd say, a year. And they're not going to announce anything's back on. They're just going to put it back out.
Sneak
there.
It. Mm-hmm.
Well, not even sneak it. They're just going to put it back on. Back like there. And...
Yeah.
Like, I mean, but it's like you said, who would you ever go out and search out a Hulk Hogan match? And then it's like, no, not really. I mean, for as big of a star as he was, can you name... Well, I mean, he's had some classic matches. Let's not... I won't say that.
No one said, like, he had bad matches. It's just like... The last one I actually searched out and watched was when the Hogan Rock match they had at Mania. But it's not like the matches weren't bad. It's just... That was a different style. Like, I don't actively search out Bruno Sammartino matches either. It's like some of that stuff just is, if I'm bored, I might do it. Like, for historical purposes, I look at it. But, you know, punch, kick, eye gouge, leg drop, boot, it's like, you know, it's just, it's old. And there's nothing wrong with it at the time, but we ain't that time anymore. So I'll be okay. Yeah. I know one thing, though. As far as how the effect may be, yeah, I know it might have been rumors about, you know, WrestleMania being in Dallas, like Hall of Fame. Yeah, the Freebirds, I don't think they're getting in this anytime soon. Even between this and that Confederate flag stuff, yeah.
That's even kind of died down now. Yeah, it's like we like our causes. So this week was the Confederate flag. Never mind that it was because a bunch of people got shot. Those guys got pushed to the wayside, so now it was the flag. The flag's taken care of, and I think something else happened. Shooting at the... No.
Movie theater.
Yeah. Which got, what, a day or two? Because there was no story.
Yeah, when they once said, oh, maybe ushers need to have guns. I don't trust them to ring up my popcorn the right way.
Jesus Christ.
You want them to have pistols?
That's not a real... That wasn't a real argument, was it?
Of course it was.
No, I refuse to believe that one. there's no rational person, no dumb person would think that a 15-year-old, well, they're a little bit older, but even if you, even if they did have guns, have you, when you go to your, when you go to a movie, when I used to work at the movies, we had to go into the theater every 15 minutes, walk up and down the aisle, make sure everything was cool, you know, get people to take their leg off the seats, whatever, and then leave. I go to a movie now, I never see a person. I've never once seen a person come in the theater, check it out, and leave. So what the hell would a gun even do? Let alone, I mean, what do you think? The guy getting paid, what is minimum wage? I don't even know. The guy getting paid barely above minimum wage is going to run in firing? Fuck that. I'll grab a bag of popcorn on the way out, and then if I'm getting fired for not protecting people. But I can't imagine that was, I mean...
Okay, I'm going to say two things, and they're related. First of all, with the Confederate flag thing, it's funny with talking about Dallas and the Freeburg. I live in Texas, so I remember I saw about two or three in the past week alone just driving to and from, and not just little small ones, like in the middle of the pickup truck with four chains holding it and a don't tread on me next to it. Like, yeah. So that's a thing here. So the Freebirds would fit in perfectly with a large population who may happen to watch wrestling and remember the Sportatorium. So yeah, that flag still flies. Second of all, as far as the whole rational thing, was it rational? No. Has it been said? Yes. Our old governor, Rick Perry, was one of the people that said that.
Oh my God. God damn it.
It's hilarious. And I'm like looking like this. What's the whole, that's not how you solve. Like, I know the gun, like guns are a big thing here. I know most people that have them, they just have them because it's like, they have them cause it's fun, and they don't want anybody taking their toys away, and they're arguing like, if you're trained, that's fine. And if you're trained, it's fine. I don't make a big deal about it, whatever. If the people really need 25 of them, because I didn't know guns were cheaper than bullets, like they don't feel like reloading like it's a video game, like that's fine too. You know, you really need AR, you need a semi-automatic machine gun because you worry about where you live. I'm
dude,
like,
have you ever held an AR-15? My neighbors here have one. We were out drinking one night, we were playing with it. Those are cool, dude. I don't know if, yeah. If I wouldn't be a responsible gun owner, but that makes you feel like a badass.
Yeah.
So I've
been told it's like, you know, do you really need the extended clip with 90 bullets? I'm like,
yes.
If you miss the first 75 times, the last 15 is going to make a difference. Hey, that's whatever. That's fine, too.
Hey, but when you play Call of Duty, you max out your guns, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why should real life be any different?
Yeah. But as far as like, you know, because I hear whenever something happens, like, because somebody said in church, when the church shooting happened, oh, they were anti-gun, like maybe if they had guns in church, they could have saved some people. And yeah.
Well,
so,
God already let you down, so how are you going to let somebody else get in there and help you?
Yeah.
So.
But in regards to the whole movie thing, it's like, why do people assume, like, oh, I have a gun, I'm just going to be okay? Like, yeah, if you Martin Riggs or John Wick, you can think on your feet when something happens. You know what's going to happen? People will be fumbling around. Oh, do I remember this? They probably shoot themselves in the foot or shoot a little kid or shoot themselves. You hear all the times about gun accidents happening because people aren't trained. You really think these little 15, 16-year-olds, they're going to be trained and be conditioned well enough so if something happened, they're not going to, you know, murder people, get into Slurpees or, you know, shoot a coworker? Like, police officers who are supposedly trained, who do this for a living, they get in the news all the time because, oh, he was pulling out a pack of gum. I thought it was a taser. So I shot him 45 times.
Hey, man. I'm sorry. I thought I hit mute. They've got those three packs of gum. So when you pull that thing out, it's like, well, it could pass for a taser. You know, it's got the floppy, it's got the, you know, little floppy front end and all that. So you never know, but...
Yeah, so,
I just like the idea of pulling out a pink pack of bubble gum and the guy shooting you for it. I know, yeah, I should laugh, but it's absurd. So,
hey, and not only that, like, oh, I had to reload. Like, you weren't sure? It's like, come on, that. And these are supposedly trained, our quote unquote best of the best. And you want to get us some punk in 10th grade? Like, that's, you know, you're not jerking off. He's just relaxing. Oh, I got to do this little 5-hour job. Oh, it's some guy dressed up like Bane with a, you know, a Uzi. Let me get my Cinemark pistol and save the day. Like, no.
Yeah, I've always liked that argument. See, all right, I'm actually all for the old days of the Wild Wild West. I actually don't mind if everyone's carrying guns. People are going to be way more polite to each other now. And if not, we're going to get rid of some of these people that we don't really need anyways. So, I don't know. I'm always all for that sort of thing. So, yes, blast away, guys. Just make sure I'm not around, and that's fine. Or whatever happened to duels? That seemed to be a pretty civilized way to go on about things. All right, we can't agree on it. 20 paces, turn and shoot. We got pretty good.
I'll meet you in a Walmart parking lot. We can have a duel.
Yeah, well, shit. That already happens, it seems like. So, yeah, you know, and with our medical technology, you can have a medic on staff, you know, a medic on site, so fix them up. Or we just go extreme and go, screw them. This is what they signed up for. So, bang, bang. You know, that's it. You should have been a better shot. You should have been more confident. It's too bad you were fighting Doc Holliday on the other end. It's not my problem. So, no, there are those days where I really am all for the Wild West. We just walk in, some guy cuts you off in traffic, blam, which is kind of an extreme thing to do now that I say it out loud like that. It sounds a lot better just rattling around in your head, but there's still those days. But the idea, how the hell did we even get here?
Oh, the free birds. Damn, Michael P.S. Hayes.
Yeah, see, and that's another. See, that's I don't know if that's a cultural difference or a geographic difference or not. One, I think we talked about this on We Watch Stuff, but one, it was on top of the Dukes of Hazzard car.
Mm-hmm.
That's where that's honestly what I thought it was. Like, cool. And then what was it? Like, what was the other thing? And then we saw it, and everyone used to call that the Rebel flag. I was like, okay, cool. That sounds pretty cool. Rebel. I'm a rebel. Yeah. I'll put it up. That was literally the history behind it. And you know, we always read about or were taught like Confederate history, but the up north it was the war, you know, Civil War, North and South. Well, they never, until I really got into college, more so, maybe history in high school, which is kind of a blur. But that's when it really started coming out that this was like, you know, a symbol of the Confederate South, and go and just, you know, break it down from there. And it was like, oh, all right, well, it's still the thing that was on top of the General Lee, so I don't care.
Yeah, it's like anything else. Like, if you just have a surface education about it, you're not going to pay any mind, because I watched the Dukes of Hazzard, and I didn't put one and two together. But when I saw Glory, it's like, oh, okay. But even then, I knew about it, but I could separate from some stuff. Cause like, the Dukes of Hazzard never seemed like bigoted and racist when I watched it, even though it was no black, maybe because there wasn't any black people on it, so whatever. It was like,
yeah, what a great
just
show.
A bunch of, yeah.
I was just waiting. It's been on the tip for so long.
Yeah.
Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, so, but I mean, it was an enjoyable show. Like, I didn't really pay attention to, it was just a show. Like, it wasn't any negative overtones in the show, so the flag didn't bother me then. But I knew that once I got a certain, I definitely knew the history behind the flag, and I used to laugh when people say, "Oh, it's not about that, and it's just about." I'm like, "Well, what is?" Because people make those arguments usually are the type that kind of like, you know, I got one black friend, so I'm not racist, or you know, I need to build a flag. They tend to strive toward a certain way, and when I remember the thing came out when they were bringing the flag down, it's like, oh, they're attacking Southern culture. It's not about hate. It's not about race. It's about pride. And who's the first people to come out to defend it? The Ku Klux Klan. So, I mean, yeah, and they didn't have their, you know, they didn't have their civilian clothes on either. Like, they were garbed up in their Sunday's finest. So that argument kind of goes out the window. And I didn't hear anybody telling the Klan to go home when they happened. So, I mean, you can make the argument all you want. People got eyes. So it's kind of like certain arguments, like, you know, like the Redskin, anything else. Like, just say I like stuff because I'm this type of person. Like, you know, if you're going to be racist, stand up to it. Don't lie about it. Like, I'd rather I know so I know how to deal with you than pretend otherwise. Don't be wishy washy about it. Like this, like the same thing with the Redskins. Just say, I don't care about Native Americans. It ain't a big deal to me. I like the logo. I don't want to change it. Don't say, oh, I know some guy that work at the gas station and his uncle's a Cherokee and he said it's cool, so I'm saying it's cool too. Yeah, like, come on now. Don't play those games with people. Just be honest about, like, I just want what I want.
I'm always on the side of the people being dicks about things, which is always a dumb stance to take, I understand. But it's like the Redskins thing. I'm kind of rooting for Daniel Snyder, whatever his name is. I'm kind of rooting for the guy just to be that, like, steadfast. No other reason. No right or wrong sides of it. But just because everyone's harping on him and everyone, like, not everyone, but, you know, there's that overwhelming, it seems, opposition to him where I've immediately got it built in just my DNA to fight back against it, even if you're fighting for the wrong thing.
Yeah, at least you're fighting for something.
Yeah,
it's funny.
It's not the correct way of looking at things, mind you. So yeah. I mean, there's a reason I am where I am at this age. But, yeah, and so it's like, even like the Confederate flag, it's like everyone's like, well, you know, I saw a post, I was like, well, this wasn't the Confederate flag. That was a Confederate battle flag. This was a Confederate flag. It's like, that doesn't really help your case, I guess, because that's the flag that they actually fought with. Where the other was just over the idea. So I think the one where everyone got killed, that's actually kind of worse.
I know, it's like, and I'm fighting for my rights. Well, what's your rights? To do what I want. Well, what's one of the things you want to do? Play poker. Like, you ain't fighting to defend your right to, you know, bootleg gin. Let's be real. Like, one of the rights you're fighting for is the right to keep slaves. Yeah. So you surprised people got a problem with that? Like, come on now.
Well, this was a war about economics. And what was your economics? You were getting free labor. Why was that? Because you held slaves, correct? Well, no. See, the thing is, well, okay, don't answer the question. But if your entire industrialization and your product is made off of free labor because, one, you don't pay them, two, you keep them against their will, which people will argue, well, they're not against their will because they could have run off.
Yeah, what happened? Okay. And what happened when they ran? Like, you didn't let them go.
As we said, we've seen Django. I know how this
works. Yeah, like I saw Roots. Is a reason why people used to make the joke about chop your foot off. And
you know, I've never seen Roots. School. Was that something that happened in it?
Yeah, like, he ran away. He kept running away, so one time they caught him, and they said, we're going to chop something, and they pointed at his groin and pointed at his foot. So he got his foot chopped off, and he stopped running. Yeah, so he stopped running. It's like, yeah, oh, if he didn't like what he do, he could just run away. And, like, go where? Catch a taxi?
Well, wait,
like,
okay, so in that scenario, though, and remind you of the time, what was he supposed to do if they cut his junk off? They didn't have the technology. He would have been useless. He would have died.
Well, he could have worked. They'd do the cattle brand in, you know, 3 seconds, I guess.
Well, where are you going to do all your stuff with? I mean, the urine's got to come from somewhere.
Look, we're talking about the South. This isn't like, you know, the Nobel Peace Prize.
No, I am applying like today's standards to the problem. All right, but...
So...
Yeah,
but, I mean, yeah, like people make these old fallacy arguments, like, oh, slavery wasn't that bad. They were singing while they were working.
Well, I listen to music at work. Doesn't mean I'm happy. So
yeah, like that whole. Because I remember we talked about with that Duck Dynasty thing. Like, I knew people. My granddaddy told me about he worked with black people. They were slaves, and they were working hard, and they liked God, and they were singing songs. I'm like, yeah, they were singing songs so they wouldn't blow their brains out because that's how bad life was.
Well, they weren't allowed to have weapons. Maybe they were singing to God to give.
Oh, I'm sorry. So they wouldn't hang themselves with the sheets of washing for your granddad.
Jesus.
Like, yeah, it's like, come on, people just like, you know what it is? Is some people have a belief problem. Some people that's just stone cold racist and they don't care how they sound, and that's fine. But there's a lot of people that's racist and they either don't realize it or they're just afraid to admit it because they know it sounds jacked up. And it's kind of like they get all offended. And it's funny, like, and I notice them a lot when I go on, you know how you go on mess, we go on like different websites reading about movies and stuff like that. I notice it the most when I go like IGN to read about video games and when I hear about sports. Because if it's anything race related, you go on most of all this PC stuff. Oh, it's not that bad, anything like that. Like, it's usually this sound like it's a certain demographic of person that just gets so offended whenever you bring the R word. Like, you know, like, oh my God, why? Like, and I always like say, if you feel that bad just talking about it, imagine how people feel who has to deal with it. Like, you know, oh, why are they talking about the black people in video games? You don't hear me complaining because they don't have blonde hair, green eyed people in first person shooters. And I'm
wait a minute. Am I missing something here? Are people complaining that there aren't black people in video games, or that there are black people in video games?
People complain whenever it's a change, because it was the whole Gamergate thing, when women complain about how sexist the video game industry was, and that was responded by people making death threats to these women. And it's the whole thing, people make complaints like, you know, video game protagonist basically, like, it's like the Marvel rule is going to be some big brown hair, blonde white guy with a gun 9 times out of 10. And when somebody talks about, oh, why don't we have somebody else, we gotta make everything PC. Like, when they make a Falcon video game, he'll be black. That's not enough for you. Like, people just throw a damn hissy fit. Even when you ask a question, like, people get offended when you bring up the word, because they don't want to. It's the whole thing is they feel like, well, I'm not them, so why do I gotta care about race? You know, they don't. There's no nuance to things. Like, they feel like, oh, I'm not burning crosses. And I'm not throwing rocks at black people, so I don't need to care about race because it's not my problem. And they just go their lives from there. So whenever you bring the word, and you don't even have to call them that, if you talk about it, they just get this whole offense, like, I'm being preached to and all this and that. And it's, I'm like, shut up. Like, okay, you think it's that bad? Why don't you switch roles and do that for a week and then see how it is? Like, do that C. Thomas Howell thing.
I was just, damn, floggy fucker. Damn it, I was just about to be like Soul Man. You just beat me to it, son of a bitch. What I was going to say, though, was when it comes to playing video games, regardless of the gender, race, alien, whatever, when you're playing a game, it doesn't matter. Because as soon as something goes wrong, what are you yelling? Fuck this game, this stupid game. I don't know why I'm playing this game. It's never anything else. Like, when I played Tomb Raider and something messed up, I never yelled, you dumb bitch. You know, it didn't matter. It was always, they cheated. They built something into the game. I don't know, man. I honestly didn't know this was a thing. I still got confused over Gamergate. That chicks didn't like the depiction of women in the games. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. So women are complaining about the depiction of women in video games. Like, way they're dressed? Or how they're used? I mean,
No, it's just the whole where basically people make these half-assed excuses about why they don't have women characters in the game. Like, Assassin's Creed had one saying, oh, we didn't have any women characters in multiplayer because we couldn't do the code. Like, it would be too complicated to... And somebody made a joke, it's like, you guys get paid millions of dollars and you can't change a few pixels to have hips and breasts. Like, that new Metal Gear game, they have horses taking a crap in real time on a select schedule. You can't.
Really?
This is, yeah, it's like, because if people make, it's the whole thing, like Marvel, like, it's people just don't say, oh, I don't want to. They're not honest about saying, you know what, I don't care because I'm a man. I want to see me. It's like, oh, well, we didn't think it mattered, or the physics won't work, and all this stuff. Just like women, watch movies. Women play games, and black. Latino and Asian people play games, and we accept the fact that we're going to have to play basically with a white guy, and that's fine. But don't make it... When people ask you the questions, don't lie about it. Don't lie to our face. Like, just say you don't want to do it. And because the problem is, if you say that, then it doesn't sound worse, but lying is just as bad. And then it gets to the part where it's like a double-edged sword. Either you don't have it, or the few times it is, it's just this crappy-ass stereotype. Like, I normally don't care, but I'd rather play with a white guy than some of these black people. Like, I don't even play Grand Theft Auto anymore because, one, I just feel like it's just seem I'm a little aged out. And then I played the newer one they had, and it's just a stereotypical, oh, he's a gangbanger with a heart of gold, and his black friend arguing about his baby mama, and they going to knock down some bitches and all this stuff. And it's like, I mean, really, like, we still doing this Boys in the Hood stuff? Like, that was cool in 95. It's like, it's 2015.
See, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that was, I enjoy the game. I'd stop playing it now because I got Arkham Knight. Trying to get through that. I thought the same thing when I got that game. I don't know, but really the whole game's kind of based on stereotypes. That was the only defense I could come up with, because I had the exact same thought about that game. Was like, it was Franklin. Yeah, Franklin was a black guy, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's just trying to do good, and they have like the sensible girlfriend that just tells him to blow off and then marry some other guy. Which I expected that to turn out differently. But yeah, that was my thing. But then you've also got like the meth head psycho that lives in the desert by himself. And you got like the stuffy like middle-aged guy going through midlife crisis. So everything was kind of built on a stereotype of some sort. But I get what you're saying though, because that was my first thought too. It's like, he couldn't have just been some regular dude that got pulled into something he didn't want to. And I don't know. I don't know what, but it's Grand Theft Auto as well. So if it would have been different, we would have been complaining
those games are like, it's, you know, broad or semi-broad stereotypes, and it's like the middle-aged man dealing with, you know, his chump son and the strange wife and everything, and then you got the burnout and stuff. But then it's like, it's, there's stereotypes and then there's stereotypes. And it's kind of like, when you get the minority stereotypes, it's not the harmless one. It's like the worst of worst. Like, if it's the Latin one, that he got to be the Chicano gangbanger, you know, with, he did this and that, and he goes to church when he's not shooting people, and he got his fiery, his fiery hot tamale girlfriend and stuff. Or if it's the Asian one, he got a dragon tattoo on his whole back, and he's in the triad and honor this and blah, blah, blah. Either that, or he's like a nerd, some undersex nerd. And like the black one is like, you know, he's the gangbanger and he's this, or he's the super athlete, you know, he's this bulletproof super athlete. Like, he's magical. And this, and maybe people it's that whole thing. Like, if you, it's funny, and we joke about it. If you hear how people talk about black people sometimes, especially black men, you would think we were like mutants. Like, you hear these cops, like, he seemed like a demon. Like, I just seen these eyes glowing at me, so I had to shoot him 45 times. Like, we aren't X-Men. We're not 15 feet tall. We can't jump over buildings, you know. We can't teleport and all this stuff. Like, I wish I could do this stuff. I'd be doing something different with my job career if I was a damn X-Men in real life. But it's like, you know, we are not magical, soulless, you know, monsters. And
now, wait a minute. Okay, so you said that, and I'm going to hold you to it. So I want you to explain these red-haired, light-skinned black guys. Which brings us back to the beginning of the show. You're saying you're not mutants. You're saying you're not soulless. Explain those things. That's what I thought. Silence. I think I caught you in a lie, my friend. All right, explain the Griffin brothers. There were two. There was Blake Griffin and some other guy, right? His brother, right? Yeah, that's it. Did I totally stump you on that one? Wait, I lose you? Uh-oh. I think Shahid's head might have exploded.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Or someone was leaning on their mute button.
you hear me now?
Yeah. Were you calling me racial epithets?
No, what happened was...
That's what it was.
No. No. I noticed something with my new headphones, and it's when I start calling it the Dark Man Effect. If we go over an hour, like an hour and 5 minutes, my thing goes haywire. Like, you just sound choppy as hell. Like, I know you can hear me when I talk to you, but when you talk to me, it's like... And it was going like that for 10 minutes. So I wanted to try. So it happened a few times when you got cut off. So I just turned off the mic and it turned it back on. So now I can hear you fine. So.
Well, it worked out perfectly because I'm not sure what you didn't hear, but I was asking you to explain the light skinned, red haired black guys.
Oh, that's.
Or the Griffin brothers. And it was dead silent.
Oh, so, yeah, it's mixed. That's explain that. There you go. It's called having a white parent.
Convenient excuse. Blame it on the white man. Like,
I mean, there is some tribe in some African country where they're black, they're dark skinned and have blonde hair, and the blonde hair is natural. So,
oh, like weird, really?
Like, yeah, like Demolition Man. Like, yeah.
But what a stark. Because like one of the girls that work, Tramika, she dyes her hair blonde, and she actually looks better with the dark hair. But she didn't want to listen. But that would be the funniest thing. It's like, oh, wow, how often do you have to dye your hair? Because we always goof on her. And just to have someone go, I don't. And be like, oh, shut up if you don't want to tell me. But they're actually telling the truth. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah. So. Yeah. But, yeah, it's just. Yeah, that's the whole. And it goes at that with sports and everything. Like, you know, people talk about. And, like, I was laughing. Colin Cowherd finally, like. That nonsense came down, and I've never been a fan of that jackass.
No.
And,
no.
Yeah. Yeah, and but the whole excuse thing when they talk about, oh, what did he say that was wrong? I'm like,
I don't know anything about this other than he said something and it had Dominican in it. And
okay.
It's like...
Yeah, short version. Basically, the short version was he was saying Dominicans are good at baseball. Because baseball is a naturally instinctive thing. You didn't have to be intelligent to be good at baseball. Dominicans aren't. They didn't have like education. You know, they were just they just had natural instincts, and that allowed them to pick up baseball well.
Okay. See. All right. And don't take this the wrong way, but this is one of those things where I just can't believe, like that couldn't have been said in any sort of seriousness. I mean, apparently it was because of, you know, having seen. Peripherally seen other people comment on it. That couldn't have been in any sort of seriousness. And if it was, it's like, well,
yeah,
what?
And he doubled down on it. Like, and the sad thing is, I wasn't even surprised when I heard the story. I'm like, oh, whoa, he said worse nonsense than that. Like, that's not the first time he said stupid stuff. But he's basically this whole thing where this mythology, like, if I did it, why can't you do it? And maybe you need me to show you the way to do it. Like, you know, you talk about stuff. I like Oregon's a great city to live near. You know, it's got white people. It's close to Seattle. They've got wine. Like, I'm looking at that's like me saying, I like living in Atlantic City because it's close. You know, it's close to Delaware. Like, Seattle's not close to Oregon. And why would I say I like living in Oregon because it's close to Seattle? I would just say I would just rather be in Seattle or a Seattle suburb. And that whole white people thing is like, whatever. But he says stuff like that that's just racially just clumsy and racist. And he doubles down on saying, oh, well, I'm just saying it like it is. And I'm like, no, you're saying it how you expect things to be. And it's a lot of people like that in a lot of popular culture. They have this I call it the madman syndrome. Like, they just have this idea, like, things used to be good back in the day and I want it that way, and why can't we have things that way? I'm like, yeah, things were not how you thought it was, and it might have been good for people who may look like you, but that doesn't mean it was good for everybody. Like, things change. You know, I didn't have a cell phone until my senior year of college. I like having cell phones now. I'm not crying about the good old days when I didn't have a cell phone. Like, yes, you have to deal with, you might have a gay Asian guy might be your boss and he's smarter than you. Deal with it. He's not taking your job. It's like, you know, if one or two people get in the door, it's like, oh, they're taking everything from me. Like, you know, that whole thing we joke about all the time, like, this whole white people are losing America. And my thing is, well, if you guys are like losing, who the hell is winning? It ain't us. We getting shot every week. So it ain't women, because they still complain about getting paid 77 cents for every dollar and stuff like that. Or not even having an abortion because some redneck in Georgia said it's against what Jesus says. Like, who's, yeah, and it's not Latins, because, you know, Trump talking. Oh, God, Donald Trump. You saw Machete, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's funny. I would have never. I remember watching Robert De Niro's character and just laughing. I'm like, it's just such a caricature. Mm-hmm. Of like, he's just this redneck that's just going to build a fence and is driving over and shooting from this truck. I would have never guessed this was going to play out in real life. And I got Donald Trump talking about he wants to build a fence to block Mexico. Because he wanted this, you know, all these rapists is coming across the border. Well, some people in Mexico getting raped. Well, they're getting raped by somebody. I'm like, yeah, like that logic makes sense unless you have a brain. And once you have a brain and think for 3 seconds, you sound how ridiculous it is. But I wonder how far he's going to get. Because it's funny, like, people making these jokes saying, oh, people going to wake up and stuff, and they're going to realize how stupid it is. But I'm like, it might be a while, because one, he's going, you know, it's like he could be the C, he could be the D-plus student all day he wants to be. But if he's riding on the short bus with a bunch of special needs kids, he's going to stand out. And like, they got worse clowns than him that's running.
The thing is, don't you have to officially file paperwork to run for president? Mm-hmm. And I don't think you have to sign that yet. Every time he's done something like this, he's backed out when it came to having to sign the papers.
Yeah.
He does this. It was something in Rolling Stone, regardless of what you think about Rolling Stone, this is actually accurate for a change. Mm. It was every election going back to 92 or 96? Something like that. He's done this, gotten some sort of financial windfall out of it, and then dropped and then decided, no, I'm not going to run for president.
I mean, it's good publicity for him to do it. I feel like it's kind of funny this way, because usually he dropped out because it was a snowball chance of hell of like being even on a ticket, because it's somebody that's, you know, serious to run. You look at the people that's running now, it's like Mitt Romney might as well be Ronald. Mitt Romney
it's
be
all
like
retreads
Ronald
of people who can't win.
Like,
and
Ted Cruz and Bob, it's like a bunch of, like, if you had the SmackDown draft and you was drafting every, you know, like, Jinder Mahals, and it's a lot of Jinder Mahals and Heath Slaters. So,
actually, almost a better, it's kind of the conversation I just posted with Kevin from today. You've got John Cena, who would be Barack Obama in this case, okay? Mm-hmm. He's gone over everybody on the roster. Those are the guys that are running to beat him again. So not even like Jinder Mahal on that, but you got Randy Orton, Kevin Owens, Cesaro, Sheamus, all guys that John Cena's beaten handily at some point or another, but yet they're going to still keep trying to run and expect to win. And you expect people to get behind them. And I'm not even trying to bring this back to wrestling, but like, to say Jinder Mahal and Heath Slater, and I understand the goofiness or like the, but these guys actually matter. But it's almost, you know, and right now everyone's announcing, but right now, politically, all of these guys are out there, and you just go, you're in the last one, 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 you dropped out, you didn't stand a chance in hell. And then you got Goofy McGillicuddy coming up with his dumb hair, dumb hats. And regardless, he's entertaining. And I understand he's not exactly saying things that most people want to hear or agree with, but he's at least added some, I want to say levity, humor, I guess. Humor's better. Because levity is the wrong word. He's added some humor, but people don't see it that way. And he's actually taken away from actual headlines, which isn't exactly his fault, because he knows how to play the media. That's the media's fault, and our fault for paying attention to it, too. So,
Yeah, it's a funny thing because it's like most of the people who run had run before them did horribly when they ran. The ones who didn't are kind of like the ones like they've got enough baggage where they don't have it like, you know, Jeb Bush and Chris Christie, like, you know, they got enough baggage where they probably would get slaughtered themselves. And then a lot of those Republicans were, they might have ran, but they, all them sex scandals like 2 and 3 years ago knocked out like 5 of them. Like, the funniest one was, what state was that? He said he was hiking in the Appalachian Mountains and he ended up going to Argentina to hang out with his mistress.
Oh, Mark Sanford. He was the governor of South Carolina.
Yeah, and he was missing for like, what, 3 or 4 days? Yep. And yeah. Because I remember people talking about him, like, maybe if he keeps his nose clean, he might be potential presidential candidate. And there's like, all this stuff come out. I just love the way she smelled like heaven and sunflowers and all this stuff. And this, I went hiking the Appalachian Mountains and forgot my phone.
Yeah.
I lived in
South Carolina then. Yeah.
And yeah. And
they're not together now, so oops.
Yeah.
Nice job, dummy.
Yeah. And it was like 3 or 4 of them, like within a span of a month or two, all got knocked out for like sex scandals or gay scandals or gay sex scandals. So it's like now it's just you got what you got. And I know people like, oh, Trump's funny and people don't believe like that. Never underestimate the thought process of flyover states in the United States. Mm-hmm. And I know it's kind of like this old, this, you know, elitist attitude, like everyone thinks America's the coast and the South. I'm like, no. America is a funny country, and you got a lot of people that's in the middle part of the country that has a very unique, funny way of how they think things should be. And so when they hear Donald Trump talk, it's like, oh, well, I don't know about that apprentice thing, but he may have a point. Maybe putting a fence is not a bad idea. Like, keep in mind, you know, all the jokes he made about George Bush, he got elected twice because people underestimated him.
Yeah, well,
among other things, like, his one thing was, you know, he had a lot of flaws, but he was consistent in what he did and what he said, and people thought, like, he didn't waver. Like, I believe in this, this, and this. Like, you know, he was kind of like, you know, Harley Race. Like, you know, I got my four moves.
I need a president like the Freebirds, damn it.
Yeah. Like, I got my four moves. I'm going to do my four moves. And if it work, it work. And people are like, oh, ha, ha, ha. And it's like, whoa. There's a lot of people who think like that. And you sleep on somebody, the next thing you know, you're wondering, it's like, you know, John Cena. How the hell this guy sneaks pin me 1, 2, 3? I was like, how the hell that happened?
Yeah, so, how the hell do I not see a knee to the face coming, too?
That was
that's some brutal shit. I mean, as much as tired as I am of John Cena, that's a massive respect right there, because that's going to take some nasty surgery to fix that thing.
I say this, like, John Cena is doing, I would have never suspect he turning like, you know, Ricky Steamboat, more or less, on, like,
let's slow down a little bit.
Let's be honest, I'm talking about that whole white meat baby face put on the best match on TV each week, like, since WrestleMania. That's,
yeah,
I know. I'm not gonna see, like, because you know how I feel about John Cena, but on a consistent night in, night out basis, he's been, like, ring wise, you know, either 1 or 1A, like, every week.
Yeah,
and at his age, like, you know, and I've talked about with Kevin, I may talk about with you, I can't picture a guy that was still the top guy in the company saying, I'm going to take a step back and just be in the mid-car and just elevate people. Mm-hmm. And he's done that. And he didn't have to. He could have said, you know what? I still sell the most t-shirts. Daniel Bryan's gone. CM Punk's gone. I don't really have any rivals. The top guy is Brock, and he's a part-time guy. So I could easily say, I'm John Cena, I'm me, and being a top man. He's like, oh, I'm going to wrestle. I'm going to be the U.S. champ and have a 15, 20-minute match, and I'm going to wrestle all these NXT guys, and I'm going to wrestle Cesaro and all these people, and makes it important. And it's hilarious now, people were complaining, saying the secondary titles didn't mean anything. He made that belt mean something, so it's not out of this, you know, realm of possibility that he should be challenging Seth Rollins for the belt. Like, he's the U.S. champ, and he'd be a top contender. It was like, oh, how dare he? I'm like,
yeah,
can't have it both ways. I mean, like, if you don't like John Cena, just say you don't like John. You can't say the whole, like, you know, you can say his promos are still goofy and suck and everything like that. But that whole John Cena can't wrestle, put on good matches, stuff like, no, that's dead.
All right. Well, listen. Save this, because we got off on a bunch of different subjects, and we've been going 90 minutes. So, we already talked about doing another show Thursday. Let's see how the SmackDown tapings roll out. I'll be curious. Maybe next time we'll talk about some actual wrestling, because I kind of differ on the John Cena stuff, and not greatly, but I mean, it's in the convo I posted that Kevin and I talked about today. I'm just kind of tired of him, and I'm not saying it's his fault, though. So we'll leave it at that. You can read the conversation, then come back Thursday night, Friday morning. We'll have another discussion about this stuff. We'll keep it more wrestling related. Not that today's show wasn't great. So if this was one of your cup of tea, sorry, but today's show was great. So whatever. So let's get out of here, since we're a half 35 minutes over what we usually do. Whoops. So I'm gonna check out. Thanks for listening, guys. You can follow us on Stunt Granny on all social media. Instagram. Now we don't have an Instagram, so not that one. But anyways, email stuntgranny@gmail.com. Let us know on Facebook whether or not you agreed with us or not. If you don't, that's fine. I'm not going to attack you. Shahid might, but I won't. So I'm going to get out of here. I'll let you take us out. And look for us Thursday or Friday. Thanks, guys.
For Jeremy Mays, I am Shahid Abdulhadi, and never use the N-word unless you're around the right friends. We are out.